first story takes us right here in Iran, where the leader of the Islamic Revolution says the U.S. has failed to live up to its commitments under the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries.
یک تجربه ای ما در مذاکرات هسته‌ای پیدا کردیم. این تجربه رو نباید فراموش کنیم. اگر ما تنازل هم بکنیم، آمریکا دست از نقش مخرب خودش بر نمی‌داره. اینو ما در مذاکرات هسته‌ای تجربه کردیم. ما نشستیم در جمع 5+1 و حتی جداگانه با آمریکایی ها مذاکره کردیم برای قضیه هسته‌ای. به یه نقاط مشترکی رسیدند برادران ما، فعالان پر تلاش ما به یه نتایجی رسیدند. طرف که آمریکا باشه یه تعهداتی کرد، جمهوری اسلامی تعهدات خودش رو انجام داد، اون طرف بد قول بد عهد بد حساب داره دبه میکنه.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the comments during a speech to crowds of people who had gathered at the mausoleum of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, in the capital, Tehran, to mark his 27th passing anniversary. Elsewhere in his speech, Ayatollah Khamenei also called the U.S., Britain, and Israel the archenemies of the Islamic Republic. He urged the Iranian nation to maintain constant vigilance against the enemy's actions, saying any prescriptions by Iran's adversaries must be treated with caution. Ayatollah Khamenei went on to emphasize the necessity of maintaining unity between the people and the Islamic establishment. The leader noted that the enemies are afraid of Iranians' revolutionary traits. Well, let's cross over to Idaho, joined by political commentator Mr. Mark Glenn. Mark, great to have you with us. Well, tell me about the comments of the leader of the Islamic Revolution in saying that the U.S. continues to fail to live up to its agreements and basically Washington cannot be trusted.
I would say that the leader's comments are 100% accurate. The only thing that's missing from them is that Washington never intended from the beginning to live up to any of its responsibilities according to this agreement. The entire process of this whole negotiating business and this warming of relations between Iran and the United States is in itself an act of war. The United States understands now, almost 40 years later, that it's never going to be able to defeat the revolution of 1979 through conventional means. The Iranians have been very vigilant, have been very diligent, and have been very successful in thwarting all of the typical dirty tricks that the United States is known to play against countries that run afoul of it. And so the United States has merely changed tactics here. And so what they're doing is that they're using the bait, just like any fisherman would do. He takes that hook and he covers the hook with something that he knows the fish is going to want to bite, a worm or something. And the United States is hoping that Iran and its leadership, and especially the young people of Iran, that they're not going to see that hook that's carefully hidden inside the worm. The leadership, however, has been very astute, very far-reaching in its vision and understanding that this is a trick. It's basically a replay of the same tactic that we read about in Virgil's Aeneid, where the Greeks pretended to feign defeat to the people of Troy by offering this large wooden horse that, in the belly of which, contained Greek soldiers whose job was to open up the gates of Troy to an invading Greek army after the horse had been brought inside the walls of the city.
What would you say to the Iranian young people? Of course, Iranian young people, they did not see the war, they did not see the revolution, and perhaps may not understand the complexities of having relations with the United States. What would you say if they said, basically, Iran is strong enough and we can actually deal with the United States on the equal playing field?
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand the frustration of the young people. I witnessed it when I was there on my three previous trips to Iran. I understand what they're dealing with, but they do not understand the level and the intensity of the evil that is being planned for them. And one of the things that I said in the various speeches that I gave there is just to look at Iraq, look at Libya, look at Syria, look at Gaza, and imagine this being done to your country in a cultural and in a moral sense. This is what the United States has in plan for them. It's not that the United States is going to drop a military ordinance on the people of Iran. It's that it's going to use Hollywood and media and corrosive ideas, immoral ideas, to rot out the soul of Iran so that the revolution of 1979 can effectively be erased from the pages of history. And so, as I said, I understand the frustration on the part of the young people, but they're not looking at the whole picture here. They're not, you know, it's like the sheep who's looking at the wolf who is dressed as a sheep and thinking, oh, I can handle this situation. They're not, they don't understand that the nature of one is to be a carnivore and a predator, and the nature of the other is to be dinner for that carnivore and predator.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Mark Glenn, political commentator out of Idaho.